And I'd hate the way the word comes so easy. So much time has gone by and I wonder if you think of me.
This is Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla, and Trish is not here again today, so we have Danny to fill in again.
Hello again, everybody.
Which, apparently my friend Taylor and Miguel say you have a really good radio voice.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. So, you're listening to WMFO Medford and 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's see. This next one is a song that I just have been stuck in my head for the past like week or so. So this one's called Golden Dandelions by Barnes Courtney, that guy. This song has just been playing.
Let's hear it.
She came to me in robes of white in the corner of my room, a specter of the night, silhouetted by floating fast over traffic lights, bearing down on blackened sky, and colors burst as it pulls my eyes.
bright in the candlelight. And I will cradle all these memories till the end. And she said, lay me down in golden dandelions, 'cause I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Follow me into the dark. Ooh. She said, lay me down in golden dandelions, 'cause I've been waiting. Yeah, I've been
Okay, so that was Golden Dandelions again. Also, I just want to apologize. Forever kept calling the station for messing up how to answer the phone. If you want to call back right now, I will get it, but you will be on air.
Call us, please.
Yeah.
Any luck? Are they calling?
No, they're not.
Oh, come on.
I'll give it a few more minutes. Not minutes, like, you know, I'm just going to sit here until you call.
Clearly, whoever's trying to call, you're listening to the station. Now is the time. Give us a call. We want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
I'd say you got a few more seconds before the next song.
I apologize. For the record, it is very hard. There's a multi-step system to answer the phone when it's not on air, but when it is on air, I only have to press one button.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Is there anybody there?
Are we there? Hello?
I don't hear anybody. It's a shame. Someone wants to talk to us.
I know.
And I want to talk to them.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Yeah, I just want to request a song.
Oh, okay. What do you want to listen to?
I want to hear Anyhow by the Tejeski Truck Stand.
Can you repeat that again?
The name of the song is Anyhow, and it's by the Tejeski Truck Stand.
Andy, you said? Andy what?
Anyhow.
Anyhow?
Yes. It is by the Tejeski Truck Stand.
All right, I got it. I'm going to play it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling
in. You're welcome. We're going to play that right now for you.
Walk away with me. If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons, and you've got your lies, and you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe we'd understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how good her eyes can be when she says, that she loves me. She's a road less traveled, shows happiness unravel, and you gotta take a little dirt to keep what you love. You gotta do
on your trail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said, I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? Do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? She was left behind and sad, and she wrote to me equally down. She said, in the days when you were hopelessly poor, I just liked you more. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said, I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? And do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? Call me morbid, call me pale, I've spent too long on your trail, far too long chasing your tail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, the story of my life, that's the story of my life.
Everyone, that was a Smith song, Half a Person, from their double album. Isn't it like a double album that one was from?
It's off an album called Louder Than Bombs, which is basically a compilation of a bunch of songs that weren't officially released, at least in the United States. And there's a bunch of B-sides. Great tracks on that record.
That's a lot of B-sides.
Oh, yeah. And they're all great. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to the gentleman who called in earlier and requested a song. We really appreciate your participation, and I'm sorry that it took us a little bit to get the call, to get it smooth and on the air, but if anyone else wants to call in, request a song, drop by and say hello, please feel free to give us a call.
Yeah.
And I have a PSA for you. Yes. You guys ready? Are you thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville and Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. You know what I love? I love a good house party. You know what I don't love? I don't love a good house party that gets out of hand.
True.
So, party throwers, be responsible. No dangers, no underage drinking. Make sure everyone is safe, and party on.
You sound like a dad.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, we all are. But anyway, I do appreciate that they said, give your guests snacks. That's a good
one. That's true, you know? Everyone
Who doesn't
want
to go to a party that doesn't have food. There's I feel like half snack. The reason why I go to parties
exactly.
is for food.
And you know what's great about food at parties is when you're feeling a little antisocial, you don't feel like
talking
standing
to
around,
anyone.
Socializing everybody.
You just stuff your face
with
the food.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, other people, you know, sometimes you might not be in the mood to talk to them, but like, are Doritos going to let you down?
No, they're not.
No? Are Cheetos going to let you down? Like, maybe if they get all over your fingers.
Well, so do Doritos.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be real. We all like to get our fingers covered in like not real cheese every once
cheese
in a while.
Cheese puffs. Do you like cheese puffs?
I do like cheese puffs. Of all varieties. I like the crunchy ones. I like the thin ones. I like the thick puffy ones. What are cheese puffs?
I want to know.
I don't imagine that they are organic or anything like that, if that's what you're getting at.
Definitely not. I think I'm going to Google this.
Let's do it.
What are cheese puffs?
Like, we know what they are, but what are they?
What are they? Yeah, what are they made out of?
What do you got? Anything?
Manufactured by extruding heated corn dough through a die that forms the particular shape.
Okay.
Corn dough. What is corn dough? There's recipes on how to make them.
Make your own cheese puffs?
Yeah.
I don't think Chester Cheeto is going to like you stepping on his turf.
Oh, did you hear that? Someone just beeped outside.
Someone maybe just honked for the station.
They know.
They definitely know.
They want to know what else cheese puffs are made out of, too.
You know, if you want to get on air, you don't have to honk at us. You can call in.
True. Or you can just knock on the door. I'm kidding. I'm not doing it. We're on the third floor. I don't want to run back up and down those stairs.
We'll just open up the window. We can yell at you.
Yeah. Sounds good. But let's play some more music.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this next one is a song called I'll Be Waiting by a band called Rat Boy. This is definitely what happens on Spotify. If like I hear a song I like and it's not explicit, I just put it on this playlist. And by the time that I go to the radio show, I don't remember what the song sounds like. But if I liked it the first time, it's good.
I'll trust your judgment.
Yeah,
don't
so
let me down.
We're in for a ride here. This is I'll Be Waiting.
Yeah. Yes, I've been hung around. My eyes like a satellite since you've been gone.
Call me, you're scared.
Yes, I've been left behind, but I'm coming too.
Wait, turn that up a little bit.
Don't worry too long. It'll be headed back to you.
Yeah. Turn it on again. I'll have it. Hi, Kayla. Hi, Danny. I just want everyone to know that Reggie is now a certified therapy dog. So, in honor of that, we request the song Yeah by Little John and Usher.
Yeah, it's Reggie's favorite. It really speaks to his soul.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Love you all.
All right, everyone, that was a couple of my friends on air. I just realized that our mics were not on for that conversation. Nice. So everyone just heard them talking, but not us.
They probably sound better than us anyways.
Probably. We're just going with the flow here. But they
we are getting another call.
Hello?
It's us again.
It's you guys again?
It is us again.
Awesome.
We wanted to make sure our request for Yeah was heard.
It was heard. I heard you guys, just you didn't hear me.
Oh, wonderful. My parents are in here, too.
Hello, Taylor's parents.
Hi, Taylor's parents.
Hey, guys.
So, where are you guys headed?
We just got back from Veggie Galaxy. We have Reggie in the car. The ceiling in Miller is falling down, if you didn't see. Yep.
What'd you say?
The ceiling in front of the bathroom, in front of your room, the panel fell because there's a leak from the electrical closet upstairs. So, there's a big leak in front of your room.
Oh, that's lovely.
We love Miller.
We love Tufts. Thank you for beautiful housing, JK.
yes, Tufts housing.
I don't know if that's allowed to. Am I allowed to bash Tufts on our radio station? I don't know. I love my education at Tufts. Maybe not my housing situation, but overall, she's good. But yes, I will play yeah for you to celebrate Reggie's certification. And I'm so glad you got to go to Veggie Galaxy for the fifth time in the past 2 weeks. I still haven't been, so someone should take me to Veggie Galaxy.
I've tried. I have French toast, Taylor. You can have some tonight.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, guys. I'm going to play that song for you.
We love you
too.
Goodbye, Kayla.
Bye.
Bye.
Reggie says bye.
Okay. Bye. So, yeah, that's what happens when you have friends.
Now, hold on a second, Kayla. What song did they request again?
Yeah, by Usher.
What?
What was that?
That was my Little John. No, I want you to play along with it.
Oh, okay. That was your Little John?
I know. It's not very good. I need to practice. I haven't practiced in, 10 years.
Oh, so there's... Is someone... Oh, no one. I thought someone was calling again, but they're not.
Someone was for a split second.
And then they hung up. Maybe it was them reacting to your what? Oh, I think Taylor should come on the radio and do her Little John impression.
I second that.
I think they should. I'm waiting for your call. I think she's too nervous to do it.
That's fine. Why don't we go ahead and play the song?
Yeah, we'll play the song. This is an inside joke between us anyway. Because the first week we were here, we were just saying we should start an a cappella group. And then our song would be, yeah. So here it goes.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. She know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye
us in the club looking so conspicuous. And wow, these women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in they birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with they clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my pinky's valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leaves them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, sure, got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
That was Yeah by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris.
Luda.
I just think it's hilarious.
Another call, it looks like.
Hello? Are you, who's there?
This is Taylor.
I figured it was you again.
What up, Taylor?
Okay, so we got to show off our acapella skills. You got to do the dudes.
Okay, everyone, we're going to experience our acapella group. I'm going to start out, and then I hope this works. It's funny because she's not here, but okay, we're going to do it. Taylor, I'm going to start it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Do, do. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad the world got to hear that.
I was in the club with my homies.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, that's our acapella group. Everyone,
nice come.
Yeah.
Come to our show.
Tufts acapella who?
Yeah, obviously our group is superior. We can sing, not even in the same room.
I'm not even in a room. I'm in a car.
Yeah, she's traveling.
Yeah.
We got skills.
Okay, this will be the last call. We'll let you guys go.
Okay, we're going to do a conspiracy. Well, it's not really a conspiracy. It's kind of a fun fact.
Oh, man, no. You guys need to invite me for conspiracy, too.
Okay, you know what, Taylor? Next time you should come on the show.
You know I'm full of conspiracies.
I know you are. You always watch Shane Dawson. You watch the hour-long videos.
True. Okay. Well, have a good rest of your show.
All right.
See you when you get
Thank
back.
You.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was a ride today with them calling in so much.
I never expected to hear the acapella group today. That was a nice surprise.
Are you really sure it was a nice surprise?
Yeah, I'm a little flustered. It was so good.
I'm sure. I think that was probably... I just serenaded everyone with my do-do-do-do.
So good.
Yeah.
Don't forget Taylor's beautiful...
rendition of Lil Jon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing is I actually am a musician.
There's some serious power
in that word,
yeah.
I promise my music is better than that.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, so... As recommended by a family friend of mine, his name is Bob, he was like, you know, you talk about your conspiracies, so there's this funny thing that they have at Harvard every year in September, and it's called the IG Nobel Prizes, so it's like a make fun of the Nobel Prize, and it's people who have discovered really weird stuff. So we're going to read the weirdest, well, just, you know, read the... intro.
Well, I took the liberty of looking up some of the strangest recipients of the Ig Nobel Prize. The top result was given to scientists who researched constipation in military personnel. Now, this is real. Their paper, which was called "The Constipated Serviceman: Prevalence Among Deployed U.S. Troops," confirmed that whether constipation is defined as infrequent bowel movements or presence of symptoms of constipation, significantly more servicemen will be constipated in the field as compared to their home environment. Which, you know, you think makes a little sense because clearly they're under a little more stress when they're deployed. So I imagine that if I served and I were to experience such symptoms, that's probably when I'd get them too.
Probably, you know.
So, you know, we really got to salute those scientists who gave us that little tidbit of knowledge.
Yeah,
that,
we both said it at the same time.
You know, I think our lives are improved for knowing that.
I think so, too.
Military personnel are more constipated when they're deployed than when they are at home.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's really, like, groundbreaking, but I appreciate
it. But hey, it was an actual scientific study, and it got awarded. And so we're bringing that to light so everyone listening can take that in and we all just shared something beautiful together.
And take what they want with that. Yeah, we did. So what else do they have?
Let's see here. Other recipients, the Japanese scientist who promoted interspecies communication, which actually sounds really interesting.
No, but that's just a fancy way of, like, you talking to your dog, but then you actually, like, understanding each other.
Okay, check this out. They created a computer-based dog-to-human translator called the Bowlingual. Get it? Bow wow, because of dogs.
That sounds like this. If that worked, oh my god, does it work? I want to know. Like, I don't think it would.
I don't know, but I'm glad that there are scientists out there studying how to talk to dogs as opposed to studying human constipation habits.
Yeah, I think that's cooler in my opinion.
Agreed. Let's see what else we got here. The physicist who measured the friction between a shoe and a banana peel. Because we just got so gosh darn tired of seeing so many of our favorite cartoon characters slip on banana peels.
No one has ever slipped on a banana peel in real life.
That you know of. These scientists are trying to get
people
to the bottom
of it. People do. Like, it's actually, like, I think I saw on a TV show someone was, like, making fun of that. And then they slipped on it. But it was a TV show.
It also gets a little wacky in cartoons, which is, I want to know, if I'm driving my car and I drive over a banana peel, am I going to spin out?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, in Mario Kart, those get you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we really need to be exploring the dangers of banana peels, how deadly these things are, and maybe we should take some action.
Maybe and stop the littering of banana peels.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you're eating a banana, good on you for eating healthy, but, like, why throw the peel on the ground?
Maybe they feel bad for being... Maybe they feel like they need to do something to make up for being healthy. They're just being a rebel or something.
Well, this isn't the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner here, so let's not try to trip each other.
Beep, beep.
Meep, meep. So, yeah, you know, I didn't know about the Ig Nobel Prize, so thank you, Bob, for letting me know. These are humorous.
Yeah, they're good.
If I remember, I'll check them out every year because some of these are...
Yeah, actually, it says that tickets go on sale in July, and it's held in September.
We can attend these.
Yeah, you can attend them. They're at Harvard.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't believe tickets go on sale that early, you know?
I'll tell you what. Maybe, if I remember, I can be the Tufts WMFO, I'll be, like, in the field, you know, doing the reporting. I'll go to this event, and then I'll come back with the juicy facts. I'll call in on the air.
Yeah. Report it to the Daily.
So remember to stop by here for your Ig Nobel Prize news in September, right?
Yeah, September.
Let's hope
we'll hit you up with that sweet info.
Let's hope I'm around then.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen. I could slip on a banana peel.
Yeah, you could.
Get into a serious accident.
Yeah. Life's crazy, man. You never know what's going to happen.
Maybe next PSA will be about banana peels.
Maybe we should create our own PSA about banana peels.
I feel like we should. I feel now a responsibility to the public to bring this issue to light and let everyone know the dangers of banana peels.
Exactly. All right. We have about 5 minutes left. I don't know if this song is exactly 5 minutes, but we have to play our Oasis song because that's just something Trisha and I started. And so we're going to play Champagne Supernova because that one's pretty long.
It is pretty long.
It's
pretty
long.
One of the big hits, too.
And I feel like it's a good one to end with.
I'll agree with that.
So here you go. Thanks for listening, everyone. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Bye.
Bye.
How many special people change? How many lives are living?